All right, here we are. We had a problem with the original stream. It shut itself off after like a minute. I'm not really sure why. But yeah, so hopefully everyone will come over
Yeah.
to this one
Seems like it's okay.
and see if we get shit going
Let me
here.
go to over the other one and make
Yeah,
sure.
what a pain. I never had that happen before. Like YouTube was just like, "Hey, we're just gonna shut your shit off. Bye."
There's nobody on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Okay,
saying. Oh,
sounds good.
okay. There's Deborah.
Yeah.
Yay! All right. Hey. All right. Yeah, sorry about that. I was just kind of. It just shut off my other stream, so I had to start another one.
Everybody's still hungover from the show last
Yeah,
night. Yeah.
it's like I did okay. It's, you know,
Yeah.
I like I said, the secret is I had a friend tell me this a long time ago who's like a real who is a real heavy drinker and drug user. Told me that. They're like, here's what, because I was like, dude, I was like, how do you drink so much and not like not feel like hammered ass the next day? And he said the secret is that before you go to bed, you take three aspirin and drink a whole bottle of water, but you have to do it before you go to sleep. You can't wait till you get up because then you'll be,
Rehydrate yourself,
yeah,
but
you'll be dehydrated and it's like, and you'll have a headache and it'll be too late then. But if you do it right before you go to sleep, then you should be okay. And you know what? It works.
yeah.
I can't believe it. Like sometimes I get kind of tired the rest of the next day, but I don't like feel crappy or have a headache or anything like that when I get up, which is crazy.
When we were in the army, we were real bad. We would just give ourselves IV.
Oh, well,
We
you're
got,
allowed, you can do
yeah,
that.
yeah, we had them. We had IV bags sitting there. We give ourselves saline solution. Yeah.
Ah, couldn't you just drink Gatorade? That seems like it would be a lot easier.
The thing is, it was a lot
Because
faster. It was a lot
it goes
faster.
right into your
Yeah, it
bloodstream.
went right into your bloodstreams. It was a lot faster
That's
because
pretty
you'd have to
funny.
work.
Yeah, that's
You
true.
know? Yeah.
Mango Badger says, last night's show was a classic. I didn't get to bed till 4 a.m. We
Yeah.
had a really good time doing that show. I knew it was going to be long because I knew I had like a lot of topics to think of, but I didn't realize that it was going to be almost 5 hours long. And
See, it was ridiculous.
it didn't even seem like it. Like it didn't seem like,
It kind of seemed long to me, a little
oh,
bit.
I guess I wasn't, because like I was having a good time,
You were
like,
reading it and going through it, but yeah, it seemed like it was pretty long to me.
yeah, I was still
Yeah.
having a good time and I was just kind of like,
Yeah.
oh, whatever, holy crap, it's almost 5 hours, like 4.5 hours long. That's fucking crazy. What are we even doing? But yeah, do you remember that you woke up in the middle of the night last night and you opened the back the sliding glass door?
Yeah.
You remember doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you remember doing it if you were
Yeah, no, I was
sleepwalking.
looking for Pookie.
I know it was really, like really weird. What time? It was like 2 or 3 in the morning,
Yeah.
and I heard like the
Yeah.
sliding glass door in our bedroom open, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I thought he heard
Yeah.
a bear or something. He's like, I'm looking for Pookie. And I'm like, Pookie's on the bed.
No, I got up in the middle of the night and noticed that the porch light was on.
Oh, okay. So you thought that
Okay.
Pookie was still
And I
outside.
thought, yeah. And I looked out there and fucking Beijers was sitting out on the porch looking in through the fucking glass. She got left
Oh,
out.
Beijing was
Beijing was
outside.
outside, so I let her in, and
Oh,
then
I
I
didn't realize.
was trying to make sure they were both in, but
Oh, okay.
they were both
You didn't
in.
tell me Beijing was out there. I
Beijing
didn't
was
see her.
out.
Because I said Pookie's on the bed because she was slept next to
Yeah.
my foot for some
Now we
reason.
let Pookie back in, but forgot to fucking
Beijing's
bring
like, thanks a
Beijer
lot,
in.
asshole. She's the, that's why,
Wasn't that long.
that's why she
She
hates
wasn't
us.
out there for very long though.
No, I don't think.
Two
It might
hours maybe.
not have been that late,
No, it
actually.
was only like it was 12.
Oh, okay. So I
It was
was
only
thinking it was
12.
two, but that
No.
was like a different time. So it was
It's
only like 12
12.
something. So she'd only been out for a little while.
Yeah, I fell asleep, and about an hour later, I realized she was out.
Oh, okay.
So she wasn't out there for long.
She stayed out all night before.
Yeah, she gets mad. You wake up in the fucking morning, and she's fucking waiting at the door. And you open up, and she goes, "Man, man, 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 man,
Then
man, man,
she
man,
bursts into the house
man."
like, psh, you
Yeah,
dickhead.
never heard a cat make that noise.
Leaving me
Man,
outside all
man,
night. God
man,
damn it.
man. That's how she yells at me. I'm like,
Yeah.
"What the fuck? What the
She doesn't
fuck?"
do anything. She just
Yeah.
sleeps out on the porch, but
Yeah,
it's
it
like,
walks
yeah.
out, man, 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 like something off of South Park.
She's like a beautiful
It's like
South Park.
Cartman, like Cartman. Fucking
She does.
bizarre.
She makes the funniest fucking noises. Well,
Yeah.
it's just kind of like she does that. She just always sounds like she's bitchy all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas Pookie, she has a thing. Like she meows every now and then, or like makes a little peep kind of noise. But
Yeah.
mostly what she does is she whirs, and it's like she
Yeah.
doesn't open her mouth to do it. It's almost like a purr, but not quite. It sounds like a little motor, and it's like however she does it, like there's a different inflections on it, depending on what she wants to tell you. Like if she goes. that means like, come on, it's playtime.
Yeah.
Or sometimes if
it
she
means,
goes,
come on. Yeah. I think it means chase me because she's running away. And she's doing it.
And like I said, her mouth doesn't open. No. It's like, it's from her throat. Yeah. And sometimes like if you kind of like touch her, like when she's not expecting it, she'll go like,
yeah.
Like, stop it.
Yeah. But she's usually making that noise and she's running to the front door.
Yeah.
Wanting you to let her out.
Then when I go sit on the porch. Yeah. She's fucking funny. Man.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
She's a silly kitty. Yeah, so we didn't watch any new movies lately. So I thought we would just do like a little brief sidetrack today just to catch up with you guys.
Take a fucking break from new movies, man.
Well, there's not a lot of, I mean, there's some new ones, but a lot of them like don't really look that good, or like look kind of like the like really bottom of the barrel low.
I think, yeah. Fucking, well, especially the Hollywood ones, man. Fucking Hollywood's just...
Well, I'm kind of talking about the indie ones that turn up on Tubi, because I'm trying not to necessarily... I have a list of ones that I want to review that are new, but I will probably have to pay to rent those, so I was like waiting and doing some free ones first.
The Hollywood ones are all on hold, like fucking James Bond and shit. And they just look like shit, a lot of them. There's already a lot of bad rumors about the new fucking James Bond movie. That's not going to be any good. But we'll see. Because it like went back for reshoots.
Well,
which
yeah,
at least
but
they're trying to fix it.
A lot of movies do that, though.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. Because it's like I said, it's a lot of money. And it's like they want to get a return on their investment.
I don't know how this
probably
shit...
probably won't nowadays.
I don't know how the shit money. That's going to fucking work that nowadays. I don't think those fucking... I don't think those theaters are going to be open like they were, you know. Nothing compared to where they were years ago.
Yeah.
It's all just going to be fucking direct to fucking streaming.
Did,
What you doing, Pook? Why are you attacking the shit? She's attacking the chair.
She's attacking
the
chair.
She's biting me. What's up?
She's like, why are you yelling and growling at me? I'm having a good time.
Because she's here. She heard me making those damn whirring noises.
Yeah. She's like, she thought... What's up? I thought you were calling me to come get you.
She's sitting right there watching me make those noises of hers. And then she goes, fucking talking about me, aren't you? Fucking talking about me. She thinks this shit's fun.
Yeah, she thinks everything's funny.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, I got an email from Chewy the other day, and I was like, they got all their little pet Halloween costumes out, and I'm like, I was kind of looking at them, like, I know she wouldn't wear one, but...
You just had to put her in it.
I was just kind of like looking, I really, really wanted to get her a little werewolf outfit. I mean, it was like, it's one of those
it's
ones...
just the front legs?
Yeah, it's like one of those ones where if you look at it from the front, it looks like a tiny little two-legged creature.
Yeah.
And it has like little jeans and like a little checkered shirt, and then it has this big foofy like werewolf head. And I was like, imagine like Pookie's little gray face like coming out of that fucking werewolf head. I'm like, that would be fucking hilarious. I would just laugh and laugh and laugh until I died. It would just be the funniest fucking thing. But I know she wouldn't wear it. She would get like really annoyed. But yeah, so speaking of shitty movies...
Yeah.
We wanted to, the other night, like Friday night, I was like, man, I'm like tired from working. I don't really want to, you know, watch anything that's too mentally taxing, I guess. And then I remembered to myself that Tubi has a shit ton of riff tracks on there.
What are you doing?
That
no.
you can watch.
Don't do it.
Hi, sweetie.
She's trying to fucking rip into the t-shirts.
Yeah. And Mystery Science Theater episodes too, but I've seen those a lot of times. They have like a whole bunch of riff tracks on there that I haven't seen yet. So I notice, and they have some of the riff tracks live shows, like from the theater, which is really cool. They have the Manos one, which actually we went to at the theater.
That one was great live.
That one was really funny.
That was really the best one live.
I think it was. I mean, I've liked all of them, but yeah, I think probably Manos was the funniest
Pookie.
One. Just because I'm so familiar with that movie because I've seen it so many times. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that they had done... a movie called Replica, which was done by the same guy that directed Birdemic, James Nguyen, who is a Vietnamese man.
Yeah.
And I guess, okay, so what ended up happening, I think this movie, Replica, came out before, or was made before Birdemic.
It was?
Yeah, it's not his Damn. First movie. Like, he did a romance movie or something called Jack and Somebody, or not Jack
I
and Jill.
I can't imagine that. Because...
Something like that, because I think Riff Trax did that one as well, and I think I watched it, but I didn't really remember much about it.
Hey.
But, Replica...
He doesn't know much about meeting women, though, according to this movie.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. It's like, so this was made in 2004. I think Birdemic wasn't made till 2010. So, this poor man... And it's... He seems like such a nice man, but
he doesn't know what's up.
He doesn't know how to make a movie. He thinks
you meet women just by following them around.
That every if you follow single them movie around, that I've seen that he did.
It's all stalker behavior. You just follow a woman around and show up at her place. You know, I saw you and thought you were beautiful, so I'm coming to your house. Man, they fucking call the cops on you. What the fuck are you doing?
That's what I mean. It's like, then, does he, like, not know how... I feel like that happened in Birdemic, too, right?
Yeah. He doesn't come from a dating culture, I don't think.
Maybe not, because it just seems like... Because even in Birdemic and in Replica... The dude, and it's always because I think that James Gwen is a software salesman or works in software, so that's why like all of his characters in these movies are like corporate software dudes.
Yeah, he's not very Western, so this is just how he's imagining how Westerners.
Maybe that's date. What it is. I don't know.
That was my takeaway from it. You just see a hot woman, and you look at her booty, and then you look at. He's got part of that right.
Yeah. All right. He's like, we're good up until that point.
But then you just walk around. Well, she's walking around town and you're following her for fucking blocks.
Yeah.
And then she went home, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then he knocked on her door.
And he followed her to her apartment.
You will get your shit shot off by doing that.
That's what I mean. I was like, what planet are you from? I'm like, you at least get maced.
And she was happy about it. And then the next thing you know... It's almost like porn almost happened several times. She's walking around with a damn tramp stamp.
The porn almost broke out.
It almost broke out.
And the tramp stamp was her own name.
Her own name. Pookie, I told you. I said, knock it off. Okay, that's it. That's it.
You're in trouble,
you're
Pookie.
You're in big fucking trouble now. You're in big fucking trouble. Where are you going?
She's like, why? No.
Stop trying to open black packages. If she sees something's wrapped, she's going to try to open it.
Well, yeah. Mail time is her favorite. Like when we get packages and stuff like that, she's like, ooh, let Pookie open.
Yeah. So she's got this damn tramp stamp, and she walks around fucking proudly displaying a tramp stamp with her own name, and then she jumps on his lap and fucking goes reverse cowgirl on him constantly. Every time you see him, she's cowgirling his ass. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny about that, though, is that they're not even moving. It's like there's a scene where he's laying on a couch and she's just sitting on top of him and they're not moving or talking or anything.
And I think this is this dude's...
It's so awesome.
I'm just saying this is this dude's interpretation of Western dating. You know, that's so weird. That's what it's like to be a white dude and date white girls. They just sit on your lap. You follow them around and they sit on your lap.
You follow them around and somehow it's fucking charming and okay.
That's right. And she got a fucking tramp stamp.
Of her own name.
That's... All right. So that was my big takeaway.
That was the clone. That wasn't the first woman. The first woman didn't have a tramp stamp.
The whole clone angle of this movie... It was kind of lost on me. None of that fucking mattered. It didn't make any kind of impact on you because you spent all your time looking at these fucking fake video backgrounds.
Yeah, that was another thing. Everything was like
people acting and doing a scene, and you can tell that they're in two different locations at two different times. And the scene is a composite of two different people.
Yeah, that are just
on a fake background.
Yeah. And the background, it's like you could tell that. I don't know, like, if he just went to some site and, like, downloaded some free, like, backgrounds that looked like a high-tech lab or whatever. And then it's, like, because it was a free trial, like, the footage was low resolution, but he's just like, fuck it. And he decided to use it anyway. So it's kind of like you have the actors, like, composited that green screened. And like I said, they probably weren't even on the set at the same time. And then he puts them into this background, and the background is, like, super fuzzy. And it's just, like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's just, like, I kind of feel like this, like, Tommy Wiseau, the guy that made The Room, I feel like he has a similar weird thing where he doesn't know how actual people, like, talk or act with one another. And he somehow found a bunch of actors that are, like, aliens in skin suits. And it's, like, they don't really interact like human beings. Yeah. And it's, like, very, very strange.
Yeah, nothing but
it's
realistic.
It's also, like, really, really entertaining. Like, this movie... Okay, so the best thing, this guy, I can't remember any of the characters' names, except for Claudia, because she had a big tramp stamp of her own name, like, on her back.
Yeah, Claudia.
But, so this guy meets this girl, in the same way. Like, he meets two girls in this movie, like, in the same fashion. Basically, he just... No. The first girl that he met, I can't remember what the fuck her name was. And she was actually his transplant scientist. She gave him a new kidney.
Yeah, that was some weird shit,
She gave him a new kidney. They don't show that, but that happened, like, before the movie started. Yeah. And then he's kind of low-key stalking her because it's like he's up at the San Francisco, like, the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
And he sees her jogging and then just starts, like, following her around everywhere. And somehow this is charming and not creepy, and she doesn't call the cops or, like, get a restraining order or anything like you would in real life.
This guy's... His conception of fucking dating is stalking.
I mean, if a dude did this to me, I would legit be terrified.
Yeah, it's a trip.
You know what I mean?
It's a trip. You'd get the cops called on you.
You would.
Yeah.
You would get kicked in the balls. You would get maced. You would have the cops come.
You'd immediately be told no, just because it's just too fucking weird. It's not how people meet each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
Stop it.
So she was a transplant. She gave him a new kidney. And then she gets, a spoiler alert, by the way, she gets killed in the world's slowest head-on collision. And they don't even show it. I love this scene so much. I wish somebody would make a GIF of it. Because I know somebody, like, made a GIF of, like, one of the mad scientists in this, like, going, whoa, and that was, like, really funny. Oh. But somebody needs to make a GIF of the car accident. Because she backs out of the driveway. And then she's driving and she's like, la, 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 I'm very pointedly not paying attention to the road in front of me. She's going maybe 5 miles an hour max.
Yeah.
And then here's another car coming this way, which clearly was like not even shot at the same time, which is also only going 5 miles an hour max. And then it's like this car, that car, this car. And then they just cut away.
There was a collision.
And then there was like the cemetery.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
They hinted at possibly there was a collision. A low-speed collision that somehow killed this
girl. Like, seriously, if they as fast as these two cars were going, even if they hit each other head-on, it would be like, doink. It would be like that.
Yeah.
For some reason,
he didn't speed the fucking film up or the video up. Or
maybe he didn't think of it.
Or just fucking lift in a fucking some kind of a...
There wasn't even a crash
stock
Foley.
Footage crash.
There's not even a crash
something.
Foley.
It wasn't even...
Nothing.
It wasn't even really an attempt.
It was just like a smash cut to a cemetery.
It wasn't even an attempt at trying to make it.
She's dead now?
Yeah.
So I guess she died and then I couldn't really... Okay, so I think what happened was that she died and then like her DNA, because she worked at this like shifty DNA genetic experiment lab or whatever and also did transplants. Because I guess they grew his kidney. Like, in a petri dish or something. I don't know. So, it doesn't matter.
Most of the shit doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I was just waiting for somebody to order some solar panels.
Solar panels. I feel like Birdemic, half of that movie was a board meeting. Was like the world's most boring.
They were trying to sell solar panels.
I guess they were. It's just
I think a solar panel company fucking gave the money up to make the movie.
Maybe they did.
I think so.
Well, you know what? James Gwynn, he has wanted to make, because they actually made a sequel to Birdemic, and he wants to make a third one, which is called Birdemic Sea Eagle, which I love that. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and he did like a Kickstarter, but he only got like $500.
I'm like,
what are you talking about? He could totally make that movie for that. I mean, it looks like
they don't want to see They don't want to see a sequel to Birdemic.
Well, there was a sequel. He's talking about a third one.
So I guess the part two was bad. It was too, you know, it wasn't good enough to generate any attention. It was great on Riff Tracks.
Oh my god!
When those dudes
so
jumped out
funny.
With the fucking plastic AR-15s and were pretending to shoot the birds, and they got the fucking CG muzzle flashes that don't line up to where the muzzles are.
It was fantastic.
They don't even bother
it's
with just, any blanks. They didn't even bother.
It's a work of art.
I mean it. If you get a fucking regular semi-auto AR-15, all you gotta do is damn change the fucking muzzle brake on the M. They have a blank fire, a blank firing muzzle adapter. It looks just like the real thing. Not like a military screw-on type with a big red fucking or yellow fucking end. They got one that looks like a birdcage flash suppressor. It's got a little bitty hole in it. It'll allow you to fire blanks. And blanks are cheap. You know, you can get them online. You could get them online back then. And, you know, for less than... $100, literally, for less than $100, you could have given two or three M16s, probably a little bit more. About $200, you could probably get three M16s, probably 90 rounds of fucking blanks each, and shoot them. And it would look cool, you know what I mean?
But it's real so, muzzle it's flashes so much easier and fucking brass to have plastic guns and just have the actor go like
just
that.
Just pop, 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 pop. Yeah, and you put...
Because they did it in this, in Replica, too.
It's ridiculous.
It wasn't like... I think it was just like a pistol or whatever.
You don't
it's
even
like
have
they
to...
shot... They didn't even have any blood or anything. It's just like, you know...
She yeah. Go, you don't even have to buy the guns. You can borrow them from...
Like, fell over.
They're common, and you can borrow them from guys that already have them. That's or awesome. Rent them.
Yeah.
You know, rent them for, you know, they got places where that's you can awesome. Rent the movie supply places that you can rent them things. I don't know what they cost, but you could, low budget, you could just borrow them from friends that have them.
Yeah.
Put the muzzle adapters on the end and fucking buy some fucking $40 worth of blanks. You know, they're fucking 10 cents a round, 13 cents a round.
So. Sharuka Dog asks if we've seen Velocipaster. Yes,
yeah,
we
have.
Yeah,
it's good. Very good
And
movie.
Actually, we did a review of it a little yeah. while. I loved Velocipaster. Yeah, I movie. Thought it was... delightful.
Yeah, it perfectly nailed that cheesy 80s tone, and it knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, and
the
like
fucking the fucking sports, remember the soccer game?
Yeah,
that's fucking great when the dude gets eaten and the fucking camera pans down and it's
it was just it was so cute. I just loved it so much. This I think the thing about this movie was also really entertaining. But this one
for a very different reason.
For a different reason. Yeah. This one seems like it's not... I think the reason that a lot of people like The Room and like Birdemic and stuff like that is because it seems like these people think they're making decent movies and don't really know what they're doing.
Sheer incompetence.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like... Yeah. And just the weirdness of... how they think real people interact with one another and yeah. like just the weirdness of the shit that they come up with is just like so fucking strange. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, like that slow motion car accident in this, I just loved it so yeah. much. I just laughed and laughed and laughed. And then like the fucking him stalking the first, cause yeah, it's cause the girlfriend dies in like a 5 mile an hour fucking crash. Right. And then he sees this other girl, like a sluttier, darker haired version of her. It's, yeah. like, obviously the same actress with a wig and sluttier clothes on. And he sees her walking down the street and starts stalking her as well. Goes to yeah. her house and she's charmed and everything. But I think it turns out later that she's a clone of the first girl. But the dumb thing is that if... Like, how many of these bitches do they have? And what? Yeah. And I didn't know, like, what...
What did
was,
they get out
What
of
was the end game?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't
like,
understand
what was the end
getting...
game of... Like, I think he worked for some software company, and they wanted to buy some shares of the... So maybe it was something like that. But anytime there's... And he did this in Birdemic, too, where there was just so much of this kind of, like, everybody sitting around in a boardroom and being, like, super excited about solar panels and,
solar
like,
panels.
And how
solar
much panels. They were selling. And you're just the best salesman in the world. And I was like, dude, I've worked in yeah. corporate jobs. I don't need to see a movie about yeah. everybody sitting around in a fucking boardroom. It's really, really boring.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to see it in a movie.
Yeah, and what they're doing in those boardrooms is fake anyway. That's just, you know...
it's like, you know, none of that shit's on the whiteboard.
None of that shit's
shit.
Going to happen. None of that shit's really going to happen. It's going to fail. And sales are not going to fucking be up to stuff. You know.
Well, that's what I mean. And it just seems like, I don't know. I always like...
It's just like L. Ron Hubbard's constant fucking growth, exponential
growth. It just always seemed like that to me. And just, it seemed like every time you'd go to a meeting...
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Nothing would ever get accomplished. No, like, everyone's just in there like, when is this going
to
be over?
Yeah, they're just going through the motions because that's what the higher-ups told you to do. Get them in a boardroom, get them fired up, go to the sales for shit. This isn't... It didn't
Everybody's
make
like,
a difference.
Great, can I just get back to my fucking work now?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like...
A year later, the fucking company's disintegrated and no longer exists. Anyway, doesn't matter.
I told you that when I used to work for the Scientologists, if your fucking stats weren't up from last week, every single week...
You're shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a meeting every single morning, and like, it was so funny. It was just like I said, it was like the 2 minutes hate, or it was kind of like, you know, the name and shame kind of thing, where it's like you'd come in, and if your shit was down, everybody'd be like, look at you. Like,
it's like the self criticism, communist self criticism fucking hour.
But if you were up, then everybody would clap.
Yeah.
But
see, what you do is you just lie that you're up.
Well, that's what I did.
And that's what they're doing.
I think that's what most people do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to fucking check.
They're not going to check. Oh, I'm up. Yeah, okay, yeah, we're up. Well, they're just going through the motions.
Yay, everyone clap for me.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, let's go.
Give me my fucking paycheck.
It's like selling Amway.
Holy crap. It's like you have to put up with so much fucking bullshit like, to make a fucking honest day's wage.
I'm glad that that culture is fucking gone. That culture.
It's like, can I please just do my job and make my money? I don't, really don't want any of this other frippery that goes along with it. I hate it.
All those big businesses that had offices in downtown New York have found out that they're making more money, getting more productivity, and making more profit without having people stay at home.
Well, you know, like I said, so, most people...
They just work better at home.
I mean, so, I can see how some people at home, especially if you have kids and shit like that, like it can be a pain. Yes, there are a lot of distractions and shit like that. But, you know, I think 95% of people, if you let them work at home, they will get the shit done. I mean, it's not like everyone's just going to, like, sit around eating Cheetos on the couch or whatever. It's like people need money.
There are people writing articles that they worked downtown in New York just fucking a couple weeks ago. They said, fuck it. They moved out and they're all living in Arizona now, working from home, living like kings, saying that they're glad they're out of the city. But they work at that same place. It's just, you know, telecommuting every fucking day. Most,
like I said, a lot of jobs, you don't really need to physically be there. Nope. You don't need somebody, like, breathing down your neck all the time to make sure you're doing shit. As long as the shit's getting done, I don't really see the need.
And, I think it's great.
And like I said, now that they have Zoom and shit like that, if you absolutely must have a fucking meeting, everybody can just have them from their own house. Yeah. You don't have to be there. It's dumb.
It's a waste of time and gas. It's a waste of fucking construction materials and energy and fucking resources to have those big old fucking office buildings there. It's a fucking waste.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's just obsolete technology.
Well, like I said, nowadays we have the internet. We can do pretty much everything from the house. So it's like, if you can do that, I know that there are some jobs that can't be done that way, which obviously, but if you can do it that way, why not?
A lot of that shit's obsolete. Even those companies are changing hiring practices. So they realize that, well, everybody knows how to use a computer now. We don't really care if you go to college, if you've been to college. As long as you can use this computer and get the work done, we'll hire you. They're doing that now.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Well, if you know how to do the shit.
If you know how to do it, then it doesn't matter. They don't care.
I mean, like I said, I'm glad I went to college, but a lot of stuff I just had to teach myself later on.
Right.
You know, which everybody has to do. I mean, they can't teach you every single thing. You have to learn a lot of shit on the job.
I went for 2 semesters and got out of that shit. Fuck it.
Like I said, it depends on what you're studying.
I was doing that accounting and that shit. I would have made a shitty accountant. I'm glad.
You would have.
I'd have made a shitty accountant. That shit's boring, boring, boring.
My mom did that for a while.
I went out and became a salesman. That was a lot better for me.
A lot more attuned to your personality.
Yeah.
Not mine. I don't like.
But that's all gone now.
I worked in retail briefly, like in the early 90s, and I hated it.
I was doing direct sales. I loved it.
Because I hate the public.
I did real well. It's direct sales and fucking, but that era is over. Now everything's online. It just doesn't make sense to be out there fucking pounding on doors trying to talk
introverts
your way in.
For the win.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got to adapt to my fucking lifestyle.
If I wanted to, I bet you I could just make a shit ton of money on a damn eBay store.
Go for it.
I probably could. Just fucking buying junk you see and go, that'll sell, and put that shit up on eBay.
A lot of people do that.
A lot of people do it, yeah.
My brother used to do something like that.
He goes to estate sales
and buys shit for like he buys like whole like storage units of like just for really cheap. It's like people that have died and whatever that it's been repoed and then he just resells it.
Yeah.
So
make a lot of money.
Yeah, he does that and his wife is a medical transcriptionist.
eBay's changed the game.
Yeah. So they both work online as well and have for many, many years they've both worked at home.
Yeah.
So we're into it.
But cutting out all the middlemen.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you want to watch, I believe that Tubi has it has Birdemic and Replica and Jack and somebody said it up there. Now I can't remember the other name. But the three movies that this guy has made. And it has, like, the Riff Trax version of those. It might actually have the regular Birdemic version and the Riff Trax live version, the one that we went to the theater to see. I think that's on there as well. Because sometimes they'll do, like, a regular Riff Trax version that was, like, them in the studio. But then sometimes they'll do, like, a live one, too. So sometimes... And they do, like, completely different jokes. The three of them... Because, you know, anybody that watches this show is, like, knows I'm a huge Mystery Science Theater fan. And I love that everybody from that has kind of like gone on to do similar things and have been like successful at it. Riff Trax, I can't believe how many fucking movies they've done. I mean, it just blows my fucking mind. They must just work all the time because if there's just zillions of them. There's a whole bunch of them for free that you can get on Tubi. You know, they have a whole website. They do shorts. They do all kind of shit. You can buy the shorts for like 99 cents. They're fantastic. I have like a shit ton of them like on my old computer that I watch. But it's just, and sometimes they'll do the same movie like multiple times and they write a whole new jokes every single time that they do it. It's like, I don't even know how they have the patience to like sit through the same movie.
Comments and questions. Somebody asked me.
Julian Jack. Thank you. That's what it's called.
Somebody asked me what was BTK's opinion on global warming.
Where's BTK?
BTK's he's back there, but I could channel him remotely. Gotta understand something about global warming and how the weather works. It gets hot, you know, it gets hot sometimes. And it's because there's too many people and it gets too hot, and I was doing the right thing by bringing a number of people down. It's cooling it down. Cooled it down a little bit. Yeah. Every person I killed, it actually reduced the temperature. So, yeah.
That's an interesting way of looking
at
it.
Yeah, so, you know, BTK would say global warming is a reality. All right. Another one was... Okay. And he was trying to solve a problem.
Oh, okay.
All right. See what else.
Gee, thanks, Dennis.
Yeah. He's a good man.
You're a hero.
He's a good man. Okay, see what
else. Tubi is pretty cool. It has some really random stuff. It really, I guess Dimitri told me about it like a year or two ago, and I had never heard of it, but they have a shit ton of stuff. I mean, it's just like incredible what you come across. They have like a zillion horror movies, and they have a lot of shitty ones, but they have a lot of really good ones too, and a lot of like really classics. You just, you know, it's a lot to wade through, but they, you know, they have documentaries, they have TV series, they have all kind of shit. It's like I could happily have the rest of my life and watch shit on there, because I was scrolling through there the other day, and I was like, holy crap, they have this movie. Oh my God, they have this movie. Oh my God, they have this movie. They have like a lot of really weird like cult classics and obscure shit, and it's pretty awesome. And you can watch them for free.
Sharuka Dog is saying they could use those office buildings for apartments. And I'm going to put those... I disagree with that. Those office buildings are inefficient even for apartments. It'd be like... It's kind of going the way of fucking malls, all right? Some people were saying that maybe you could take these dead malls and turn them into apartments and use them, you know what I mean, for something. It's just not the way structures are built, especially malls. The constructions weren't that good.
Well, it depends on when it was built.
Yeah, a lot of them were older.
I mean, if it's new, right, then yeah, they could reuse it. But if it's old, I would imagine they need to tear it down and start over.
I looked into it, though, and there's a lot more... a lot more problems involved with converting things or repurposing things. Malls had flat roofs, and those roofs tended to fucking have a lot of problems over time. Also, where they were located, the real estate in which they were located actually is not ideal for housing. They were ideal for a commercial situation, and a lot of times a commercial situation in the past. So it's not really worth it because... you turn the thing into some kind of an apartment complex, but it's also now in a food desert, in an area where there's no employment. So it doesn't work out that easily, you know what I mean? You might be able to convert it into apartments, but quickly the value of the apartments would decline and it would kind of ghettoize and destroy itself. So it's just not worth it. It's better to just tear it down and sell the property for like a new purpose that fits its location. It's the same thing with those office buildings. Where they're located a lot of times is in a city that is no longer technologically viable. You know, cities happened in the first place because a long time ago you needed centralized command over things like production and banking, and so everybody had to merge together in one area to get some kind of job done. Well, all that can be done remotely over the internet now. So the purpose of a lot of those cities is starting to fade away. You're seeing that now. They're just that type of construction. I'm talking about a city itself. Big metropolitan cities are becoming obsolete. Anything that you can do in the city, you can also do in the country if you got an internet connection.
Yeah.
So some people might say, well, that's a bad thing. Man, not really. Quality of life in some of those big cities, it's not that good. It'd probably be better, even with ecology, to kind of spread out kind of live in a lower density population. You know, probably a lot easier on ecology, because a city just fucking sucks a place fucking dry. It's not efficient. Not efficient at all. A lot of energy wasted in maintaining the city. But because it's big structures that require a lot of power to run them and a lot of money and energy to maintain giant structures like that. They're just not ideal anymore.
We've seen like on some of the dead mall channels that some malls, they have actually put offices into the malls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which seems to be like working out okay. But that, like I said, it all depends on what the location
depends
is.
Depends on location.
You know, so at least some of the mall is getting used because like they like moved some offices and shit into there because the rent was cheap.
Yeah. But that's all a temporary situation.
Yeah.
Usually what's in there is things like a DMV or something that's kind of state backed or government backed, maybe like a doctor's office. They might put that in there. But what a mall was originally was kind of a crazy idea. It was downtown with a roof on it. So you could walk around in a downtown in air conditioning.
Yeah.
So a lot of the problem is air conditioning. All right. It's a lot of energy to air condition the open spaces in between all those things. It's a lot better to have a downtown area with separate stores outside with their own air conditioning.
Yeah.
All right. It's a lot more efficient. Also, it doesn't attract fucking hoodlums and stuff where you just got vagrants in the air conditioning. Those vagrants kind of, usually teenagers, chase away all the business, all right? Because the older people feel unsafe, you know. And that's another one of the problems. You take that roof away, the vagrancy goes away. So the businesses actually do better. The market's changed. What they were thinking of in the time that this country started to mollify is they were basically kind of thinking what you saw in Logan's Run, where everybody lived in a public square that was indoors. You know, and that worked for a while. Go back and look at old videos of malls in the 70s, man. They were fucking booming.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's just where everybody was. There was a whole culture. I mean, the 70s
and 80s, they built so many.
Yeah.
Which was one of the reasons why so many of them are closing now is because they overmalled. I mean, they built so many close together and they just couldn't sustain.
Yeah, they couldn't. They devoured one another.
Yeah.
But it was also a lot. They were a lot more successful in that older culture because it was a new and fresh idea. Air conditioning was kind of a new concept, too. I mean, it had been around, but it hadn't been around all that much. And the idea that you could be indoors in a futuristic environment, you know, fucking with neon lights and air conditioning and Muzak playing and everything that you could buy was at your fingertips. You know, you could get a pretzel or a burrito and then you could go get a fucking shirt and you felt lucky. They may even have like an Aladdin's Castle fucking video arcade in there. You were like the shit. You go there now and you go to a mall and all you do is just see a limited selection. You're like, fucking, I can get this shit off of Amazon cheaper and a better selection. Because the internet fucking gives you access to all the products. And a lot more competitive prices.
Well, and the thing about it, too, is that I feel like in the 70s and 80s, before we had the internet, that was a place where teenagers, where you could go and hang out. You weren't old enough to go to clubs or bars. Right. And it's like, it was a place you could go, you could get something to eat, you could hang out there all day.
That was the medium.
Mostly stay out of trouble.
That was social media, was the mall.
Yeah, because they didn't have, you know.
Didn't have internet.
Yeah, and you didn't have, like, shit to do in your house, really. Yeah. So it was, like, some place to just go and hang out with your friends.
What they did around here, it was funny what they did with the mall we used to go to, is they decided to do kind of like this Agenda 21 thing where you connected all the little malls and everything with walkways and paths. And then you had near the malls kind of lower income housing so they could shop at the mall and not have to fucking drive in a car. They could walk over to the mall. It made a lot of sense. Every time we went there, you know what I mean? They were eating out of the food court. Food court was packed. Remember that?
Yeah, the food court was always full.
And you could tell, you know what I mean, that...
The mall near us was actually usually pretty crowded.
It was usually pretty crowded.
But... And almost all the stores were occupied.
Yeah, like,
there
but
weren't any empty ones.
But not the anchors. That's the weird thing. Every one of the, two of the anchors had closed because they went out of business on a national level. And then the other two that were still there were in danger of closing. Now they're probably closed.
Yeah, I think the Dillard's was still open, but it needed some work, like on the roof and stuff.
And then another attraction to it right outside the other, outside the mall was the AMC. That's closed now. So the typical pattern is with malls. I've studied this shit, okay? Because I was just totally fucking fascinated with the death of fucking malls because they were a part of our culture. Our generation kind of had a foot in the old world and the new world. We saw all this shit happen. As soon as those anchor stores are gone, the mall fucking collapses because the anchor stores are the ones that made that were the big rent payers to the mall. They were the ones that were paying for the upkeep and the air conditioning. As soon as the anchor stores are gone, the fucking air conditioning is basically gone. It kind of goes into one of these things where, like, bank receivership, where the bank might own it, and they might let it run as a zombie mall for a while, try to sell it. But there's so many zombie malls that banks are trying to get rid of that nobody's interested in them. They just get torn down. And that's what will happen to that mall.
Well, yeah. Like it'll I said, if down. You go on Dan Bell's channel, it's like, yeah. He usually goes to, like, a lot of ones.
And it's
he
weird.
Goes to one sometimes, too, right before they get torn down.
It's weird to walk through some shit like that. The fucker's giant. It's like something out of a damn Star Destroyer in fucking Star Wars. You're like, nothing this big could fail, and that bitch is fucking failing. And you could walk in through one of the anchor stores, and you smell bad mold because the roof's leaking, and they don't have the money to fix it. And it's just... You think that something like that would last forever, but you can just sense the sense of decay. You can sense the decay setting in the old world. It's going to vanish. But it's going to be replaced with this shit that's more efficient, that makes more sense in the modern world.
Yeah, I mean,
malls
shit
don't
changes.
Make sense.
That's just,
it just
how
changes.
It goes. It's like, yeah. I know people get bummed out about it, but it's just kind of like, I mean, shit might get better. You don't know. It's like...
What's happening is everything is migrating to your house.
Yeah.
Everything that those things can be done at your house. Drones will come and deliver your shopping at your house. You know, all the stores are on your tablet. All the movies are on your fucking smart TV. So you're going to end up being in a goddamn bubble in a certain way to where you can live an entire full life, your work and everything,
without leaving
leaving your fucking house. That's like some shit out of
I mean, you can if you want to, but you don't have to.
But eventually, that's what it's going to do. That's the way the market's going to go. It's going to be like something out of the Matrix. You're going to wake up and find out you're in a tub of fucking goo.
I'm all right with that.
Everything is now happening in your mind. You don't have to leave the vat. You know what I mean? That's eventually what we're talking about here.
Comfy vat.
And then your vat, your body heat runs the vat and fucking runs the fucking virtual matrix that you're in. That's very efficient. Very, very efficient. But that's kind of what they're talking about. So in this new, brave, new world that we're heading towards, shopping and your daily fucking shit is no longer going to be a big part of your life in terms of wasting time. The future is going to be about going to clubs and going to social events and shit on the outside. Everything else is going to be done in the house.
Which, like I said, I'm totally fine
with. I'm good with that. It's just that because we remember, Jenny and I came from an age where fucking maybe once a week, 4 or 5 hours of that week was spent driving around town fucking cashing checks and paying fucking bills.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had to do that?
Yeah. You used to have to go to a place to pay bills.
To pay your fucking bill. You burn gasoline driving your fucking car to pay bills.
To pay like the water bill and shit.
Then you had to pay for the car and pay for the gasoline to go and to get to work to pay for your bills. It was a crazy ass fucking way of doing it. you spent a lot of money just to keep that fucking stupid system going of driving around paying bills.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that
was a little past my time because I remember my grandmother and my parents having to do that. But I never had to go anywhere to pay bills. Now, I do remember having to write checks and put them through the actual mail. I remember doing that. But I don't think I remember ever having to. Like, once I moved out on my own, I don't think I ever had to go anywhere. Like, other than going to, like, you know, drop off a rent check or something like that, like, at the place.
Yeah, I never had stamps and envelopes and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I just run down to the fucking, office of fucking my landlord's office and fucking write a check and give him a check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or maybe I fucking dreaded fucking paying the damn phone bill. You had to fill out the fucking check, make a, you know what I mean? And then send a letter to the fucking phone company. And it had to be sent on time. And I was like, man, come on, man. I'm fucking 20. I don't need to be doing this shit. You know what I mean? I was like that. This is such bullshit. This is like old people shit.
Now yeah. Well, I remember my grandmother. I think for a time, like, you could go to, like, certain malls and stuff like that, and they had a place where you was, like, you know, Florida Power and Light or whatever, and they would, like, you could go there and pay your electric bill and shit. And she had to go, like, to JCPenney, for example, and pay, like, her JCPenney credit card bill. You had to, like, go there and pay it, which is crazy. I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, she had to go pay bills, but yeah, insane. I remember the days before cash machines. Yeah, I do too. It's like fucking... It's just crazy. It's crazy how much easier everything is nowadays. It's why I try not to, like, whine about too much stuff, because everything back in the day was, like, so fucking hard. And it's like you had to, like, fucking go places. And I hate driving. I hate commuting. I hate all that kind of shit. So I'm just... The more shit I can do myself from my own house, like, the happier I am, seriously. And the less people I have to deal with, also. Like, out in the world.
Sugar, saying I get it, the pressures from the cities will go down. Yeah, the need for a city is going down. People are if you look at right now in the news, those big northern cities, the rents are falling because a lot of them are leaving. California, all my family's gone from California now. My Aunt Wesley and Lois, my cousin Lois, they're leaving. They're going to be going to Virginia, I think it is. It's just... The quality of life isn't very good. You pay a lot of fucking money, real high taxes, and you just live in poverty. So there's no advantage to living there anymore. Used to be, when I lived in California, what was so cool about it is that back in the 70s and in the early 80s, that state was ahead of the rest of the country. You could get sushi. That was a big fucking deal. Nobody else has sushi.
Yeah, that was like... It's funny to think about now, because now you can get it everywhere.
You can get that shit everywhere. You could fucking... Go and see things and, well, everything that California used to have that made it different from the rest of the fucking country can be found in Mississippi now.
Yeah, it's just everything proliferated. Yeah. So it's like, it doesn't have that special, like,
you don't have to be there anymore.
Here anymore. Yeah, right.
It's just another place, and it's too expensive. So, and it's miserable. I mean, there was like a resurgence of fucking medieval diseases and shit. Like typhus happening and fucking, it's tax base. All the people that were paying the taxes are leaving. So they're kind of going to these death spirals. New York City's in a death spiral. All the people that were paying the taxes are leaving. You know, Mayor Cuomo's going, come back, I'll make you a dinner. And all like, nah, that's going to go the way of Detroit. And it happened in Detroit in a very short period of time. Detroit never recovered. And living in Detroit and seeing what that's like. Detroit's mostly gone. It's just damn open fields and their gardens there. It's returned to nature. And that's why I'm saying that turning office buildings back into apartment buildings, that didn't work in Detroit. Those office buildings are gone. There's just empty fields there now because it's the location. There's no reason to live there. There's no jobs.
Yeah.
So you can't rent it out. You could go into have a huge skyscraper for yourself like something out of fucking Blade Runner. You know what I mean? But you couldn't maintain it because you can't work there.
Yeah.
There's no jobs. It's like out in the middle of Siberia, there's probably big-ass fucking whole abandoned cities, towns and shit, Tankograd or whatever, from the Cold War. But you can't live there. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's no people there. So that's what eventually happens. It's not worth it to keep a big building like that going and turned into apartments. You just can't generate enough from rents to keep it going. It's not efficient.
Yeah.
But, so, just the way of the world. Things change. Technology change. They don't make big pyramids anymore. It's not efficient. You don't need to send the king to the fucking Orion's Belt. Okay? It took a long time to build a pyramid. They didn't do much. And it's going to be the same way with these fucking big mega cities. They're not really worth it.
You sending the king up to Orion's Belt.
Yeah, I'm going
to
send the fucking king to Orion's Belt. There it is. It had shafts so the king could see which star it was so his soul could...
So he could aim properly.
It was a soul launching device. There it is.
Pew. Yeah, pew, going it's like on. A t-shirt cannon at a fucking...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sending him up into the
fucking soccer game.
Into the fucking heavenly procession of the fucking souls in space and shit. You know, the Egyptians had a cool way of looking at fucking space.
Now I kind of want my ashes put into a t-shirt cannon and fire. Yeah. That'd be funny as shit. Like, off they go. All right, so we've been going on for almost an hour.
Yeah. I'm getting really tired. Yeah, it's time for us to
get up. I'm sure, like, people are probably sick of looking at us. Like, we were on almost 5 hours last night, then we're, like, fucking yakking again today.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, so we'll probably stream again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll probably find a new movie to watch, so we'll probably talk about a movie. If not, we'll think of something else to talk about. Because clearly, we don't really need to have anything to talk about, because we just start talking, and you before guys, you know it, an hour
they're in there talking to each other.
That's what we'll see. That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. But yeah, so we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. So have a good rest of your weekend. Bye.